I think we got disconnected again.
Chase?
Yeah, can you hear me? Hello?
Huh?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, you can hear me now?
Yeah, I think we got disconnected again.
Yeah, I said that myself, though. I felt that we got disconnected to the obligation of what we was talking about. Even though LeBron and them shots have whatever his percentage.
Yeah, it's like 50%, I think.
They're trying to keep the game where it was, but I felt that they took too many threes. Too many.
Well,
you Boston Celtics shoot an NBA record 13 threes.
Mm.
13 threes?
Yeah.
What more did that have to do?
Boston, they were leaving the door open for Cleveland in the fourth quarter, too.
Oh.
And then Cleveland, they just kept taking bad shots and they just couldn't execute.
I mean, in the final quarter, which and I was looking at, both teams had good open look shots.
Yeah. I'll admit that. Like Clarkson, I don't know why Clarkson was taking all those shots. LeBron,
I mean, he had good open looks. He just couldn't go in for them. Because you know what they said, the ball don't lie.
Yeah. But even if it is an open look, is that really who you want taking all those shots in crunch time?
Oh, well, pretty much because Kyle Korver, it's kind of hard for him to get an open shot.
Yeah.
He got to be by himself because he's a pretty decent sharpshooter. Now, if he'd have played and had him some shots, Cavs might would have been back in this series. They would have been back in the league and everything else in standard. It would have been like, oh, shit, that case right then and there. Most people would have to look at it. You just have to say, look, whatever the case is and whatever the standard of it was, I felt that the Cavaliers might have got themselves carried away after they came back during those two games from being down 0-2. And if you look at it from the human standpoint, Cavaliers to go back to the drawing board. I was too pissed off. I was too ticked off. I couldn't do it.
LeBron's having his press conference right now.
Oh.
But yeah, I don't know. I get the feeling they're gonna bounce back in game six. I mean, this feels like a series where it's
need this bounce back game in game six.
Can't neither team bounce
back and win game six. It's only gonna determine who wants this in game number seven in Boston in the TD Garden.
It's only gonna
determine who wants this series. And that's the same way with Golden State and the Houston Rockets.
Yeah.
Who's going to want this series? Because if this was the case right then and there, my case is, no matter where it goes, either way it goes right then and there, it don't matter who wins out of the Eastern Conference, who's the Eastern Conference champs, who's the Western Conference champ. It only goes to determine who has a better record. If the Houston Rockets beat the Golden State Warriors and stop them from being reigning defending champs, that means Houston would have got a better at home court advantage, because if Boston would have won the series, that means Boston would have had to go to Houston at any given cost of it. But if Cleveland would have beat, if they would have beat Boston in a seven game series, they would have. Have either had a chance, either would have had to play go to Houston, or they would have had to go to Golden State.
It's amazing to me how in the Western Conference it's like home court, it's not meaning as much. It's showing up in the road games, but in this Eastern Conference, like home court means everything.
Because really, and everything else in the standard of the game, Because literally, if you look at it from Houston and Golden State, they only had the best wins in the Western Conference, period.
Yeah.
So it only can happen either way it goes. Because if Houston wins, that means they keep home court, they can advance to the finals for the first God knows how many years since the Hakeem Olajuwon era.
Yeah.
Because last time I checked, Hakeem Olajuwon ended up carrying the Houston Rockets to the NBA Finals twice in his career, which he was averaging double-digit numbers in 30 points and 15-plus rebounds in each of those games. In each of those games, you all know who was his players that was behind him? Vernon Maxwell, Kenny the Jet Smith, Clyde Drexler, even though he'd been to the Finals, twice with the Portland Trailblazers and lost twice in the finals, and went to Houston, made payback to go to the finals in the Western Conference to beat Penny Hardaway and Shaquille O'Neal in the Orlando Magic, which they was a good, good team. That was like an unstoppable force of nature. I don't see how they end up got past Michael Jordan in Chicago like that. But them to beat them.
Yeah, that sounds like a pretty star-powered finals right there.
Oh, Chase, if you go back and watch the Orlando Magic and the Houston Rockets NBA Finals, depends on what year that was a hell of a series. That was a duel between the Dream, the hockey, between the Dream versus Diesel.
Hmm.
Go back and look at, I'm saying, if you go on YouTube, go look at the NBA Finals between the Magic and the Rockets.
All right.
And we'll tell you who was in their starting, you tell me who was in their starting lineups at that course for the Rockets and the Magic. Those two, that series went down in the history of the making. You can't say those two went down, made history count, because this was a duel between Shaq and Hakeem. And that's two of your best, that was your two best centers.
Just think about all the history we got on the line this year. You know, the Warriors trying to go to four straight finals, LeBron trying to go to his eighth straight.
Eight. As an individual, LeBron went to eight. LeBron made seven straight finals appearances. That's only a non-Celtic player has never went consecutive finals by himself. The only person might have made it to consecutive finals like that throughout consecutive years was the great Bill Russell, who won 11 NBA finals. If it wasn't for the great Bill Russell, who has retired as a Boston Celtic, the Boston Celtics would never, ever have 17 championships in their names if it wasn't for Bill Russell. Nobody didn't give Bill Russell the credibility what he did in the 60s, because he dominated the 60s for people, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Nobody didn't give him the credit. I gave this man the credit no matter what team he played for. I was a huge fan of this man here. It didn't matter if he played for Boston, Chicago, Phoenix, Orlando, Houston, Cleveland, New Orleans. It didn't even matter of the cause of the facts. Bill Russell was my typical idol who I looked at every chance I got to see. That man made history in the making. For him to win 11 NBA finals, I don't know how many times he lost. I try to see if he might have would have tried to make 14. If he'd have had 14, he might have never lost.
That's phenomenal.
Because, oh, Jesus.
We'll never see anything like that again.
Never. You will never see nothing like this. You will never even see an NBA Finals comparison to the Celtics and the Lakers. We will never see that again. You will never see a final NBA Finals record. Because here's the thing about this. The Cavaliers and the Warriors only been to how many times they fought each other in a fight?
3 years in a row.
3 years in a row. They're trying to be like the Lakers.
Yeah.
But I don't think they ain't gonna get it to like that because literally, this LeBron's 15th year. Steph's been in the league for God knows when. For Lord knows when.
All right, close to 10 years. If not,
close to 10 years.
Yeah.
So that means 10 years, 10 seasons. 10 years, 10 seasons. You've been in the league 10 years. You only got like two rings and you're behind LeBron.
Yeah. It took a while for the Warriors to mold into what they are now. It's crazy how that happened. I mean, they were already, what, a 72-win team, and then they add the second-best player in the league. That's just insane.
Yeah, a 72 team that almost could have got taken out by a player who, to a player who ended up that you brung in last year. Could have took y'all out. It could have fought LeBron by himself one more time.
I'm pretty sure they lost, what, was it 2016 when they had 72 wins? Or was it last?
Yes, that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, when LeBron and Kyrie and them won.
Yes, because that year, it was Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving's revenge year. That was their revenge year.
Yeah.
That was revenge year because Kevin Love went down in 2015.
I remember that.
But that broken shoulder of his because Kelly Olynyk played it dirty under Oak right then and there for that injury. So Kevin Love was out for the remainder of that year, had to have surgery. Kyrie Irving, on the other hand, went down game one of the NBA Finals. He went down game one of the NBA Finals. LeBron was – Cavaliers was trying to be on the verge of taking Golden State out. Even though they was up 2-1 in that series, even though LeBron pulled up 40 points.
That was the year Dellavedova and all of them were playing.
Oh, yes.
That
was in 2015. LeBron was doing everything he could possibly do, carried this team, and had those high stat numbers and making all those shot numbers and all that stuff. Because I was looking at that whole entire 2015 finals during that year. But in 2016,
yep, they bounced back.
It was a bounce back year for Kevin Love and Kyrie Irving. That was a bounce back year for them. We all knew what LeBron was going to do. Because soon as Kyrie and Love and us said, "We coming back here. I know you trying to do, I know that you did what you can do to try to lead us to win the finals at that time." But he said, "This time we're going to help you carry the weight." That's what they were saying. They left that and everything else. Kyrie Irving went strictly to the gym, physical therapy each and every single day. Him and Kevin Love.
Man, could you imagine this series this year if the Celtics had Kyrie?
Yes. I would have said the Celtics would have won the series in six games.
Yeah.
They would have won the series in six if they would have had him and Gordon Hayward.
Yeah, they would have had Gordon Hayward, too. That could have been
fun. Oh, Jesus. That would have been so lethal. They might would have swept the Cavaliers.
Yeah.
And LeBron has never been swept in the Eastern Conference. Never in his career.
It's just evident that LeBron, he's got to find a new team.
Yes.
Especially with Kyrie, Hayward, shoot, all Tatum, all of them going to be back next year. He's got to find help.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if he loses.
There's no way he's getting out of the East with that team.
I mean, only two teams that Ma would have said that would have gave him a shot. They saying Cleveland is his only option to win more often than he should have. But everybody's saying Cleveland. Everybody's saying Philadelphia and Houston and other teams.
Yeah.
Even Los Angeles. But Max Kellerman and us say he should go to L.A. next season.
Yeah, they're trying to make
sure. What are they going to do? That man got to start over and then to create a damn team.
Yeah.
Because in my case, in my sanity and standard point right then and there is that most people end up saying, even Colin Cowherd end up said this morning, Would you buy, sell, or hold that LeBron James will be teammates with Chris Paul next season? And they're both free agents.
Mm-hmm.
These two are free agents next year.
Yeah, but you know they want to play together.
Huh?
I said you know they want to play together. They're best friends.
Oh, here's the thing about this. Chris Paul don't want to play in Cleveland.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
If you had a shot chance, the best way they would have a shot chance, their mom would have a shot chance to go to Los Angeles.
Yeah, or bring LeBron to Houston.
Or bring LeBron to Houston, or bring LeBrockets to Houston. Because you would have had Chris Paul's the floor general, James Harden right there with you in the backcourt, while you and Trevor Ariza or PJ Tucker would have been in the two.
And Clint Capella.
While Clint Capella is the center, while he is the anchor.
That'd be a heck of a team.
Do you know how lethal that the Houston Rockets would have been if you would have had the King LeBron James in your backcourt? Do you know how much superstar talent that James Harden would have had? Because him, LeBron, and Chris Paul would have been like, let's go win a championship this time. Golden State would have went down. Golden State would have went downhill. Because like I was saying this before, who the world's gonna check Chris Paul? Who in the world's gonna check James Harden? Who's going to check LeBron? Who would have checked them three? Who in the world would have stopped Clint Capella?
That's a team to be reckoned with.
Huh?
So that's a team to be reckoned with.
That's a team to be not only just to be reckoned with. That's an 18-wheeler truck end up hitting you.
That is a
consideration of an 18-wheeler truck hitting you for those typical plans right then and there. Oh, and I got alerts that said about what Kyle Corp, what Tyronn Lue said about Kyle Corp. You all know what he said?
Well, he said he didn't play it because of the matchup or something.
Well, the words as he said, Tyronn Lue explained Kyle Korver's lack of playing time in Game 5 says he was thrown for a loop when the Celtics said Semyon Olajide.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so they said he was his lack of playing time. So
I don't know. I don't know what they need to do in Game 6 and 7. It might be time for another lineup change or something. They got to do something to make adjustments. It's all about the adjustments.
He needs to make the adjustments or LeBron is going to walk next season.
Yep.
Because I'm going to say it like this. If Golden State would have ever won another NBA championship, how in the world are you going to expect to give more money to Steph, Clay, Durant, and all those? Somebody got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody would have to go in Golden State, because if Golden State was running out of money, oh no. The person would have had to go, and it would have been sad on my cases. I'd have said the person who would have had to go was Klay Thompson, because I feel Klay is much more better by himself, because I felt that nobody don't give this man no credit. But you won't give most of the credit to Steph
and KD. Yep.
Why would you won't give more credit to Steph and Kevin Durant? But you can't even give this man no typical credit. Because if it wasn't for Klay hitting these typical threes and went on consecutive streaks about shooting threes, Steph would have never had those two championships if it wasn't for Klay.
Yeah.
Because Stephen Curry know good and damn well with those degenerated ankles, knowing he can't play ball without those doggone ankle weights on his ankles, he should have learned to end up playing so well without them. But I guess I was wrong again. Because when you was in college in the University of Davidson, oh my geez. Oh my Lord.
That man was amazing.
You play so well without those ankle weights. Why would you need them in your professional career?
It's just the wear and tear the NBA puts on your body.
Oh, the wear and Chase, the wear and tear. Steph is doing nothing but making excuses.
That's possible.
He ain't doing he make more excuses for the facts of what he's ending up doing for his generosity. Just because you end up have two NBA championships and everything else, sooner or later, your brother Seth is going to ever know overplay you. Sooner or later down the line.
All I can say is better enjoy this dynasty run while we still can, because it can be over in the next few games, you know.
Yeah,